Hey there, Hit Parade listeners. What you're about to hear is a preview of our latest episode of The Bridge. And it's an extra special, extra musical episode with my singer-songwriter guest, Julian Villard. As we announced last month, Slate, like many media outlets at the moment, is getting hit pretty hard by what's going on with the economy in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. We need your help to continue producing this show and all the other work we do at Slate. So we're asking you to sign up for Slate Plus, our membership program. It's just $35 for the first year, and it will go a long way towards supporting us at this crucial moment. Sign up at slate.com/hitparadeplus, and you'll get to hear this and every episode of Hit Parade in full. That's slate.com/hitparadeplus. Thanks. And now, your episode preview.
I went searching for the truth, but to my innocence I found all the con men and their acrobats who stomped me in the ground.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Malanfi, host of Hit Parade, Slate's podcast of pop chart history. Welcome to The Bridge.
Those paybacks are a bitch.
That's Getting Closer, the final track on Billy Joel's 1986 album, The Bridge. The Hammond B3 organ was played by Steve Winwood, which makes this song extra 1986. The Bridge is widely regarded as Billy Joel's weakest 1980s album, including by Joel himself, but it still went double platinum and generated 3 top 40 hits. In retrospect, The Bridge served as a bridge into the final phase of Billy Joel's career. He recorded only 2 more studio albums of pop music before retiring from recording permanently. And these mini episodes bridge our full-length monthly episodes, give us a chance to catch up with listeners, and enjoy some Hit Parade trivia. This month, I'm thrilled to be joined by the man who helped inspire my most recent episode of Hit Parade. Julian Villard is a singer, songwriter, and recording artist who appears regularly on The Howard Stern Show and NPR's Ask Me Another. As of 2017, he has been an artist in residence at the prestigious Joe's Pub at the Public Theater in New York City. As a piano-playing polymath, Julian knows Billy Joel's material more intimately than most, maybe more than he'd like. His new musical, Please Don't Make Me Play Piano Man, is launching this year as an album, a podcast, and a live show. Julian is calling in from his home studio, and the piano you'll hear throughout this interview was recorded by Julian himself. Julian Villard, welcome to The Bridge.
Thank you, Chris. I'm going to just say this now. This is such an honor. I'm like in my favorite TV show right now. I feel like I'm in Seinfeld because I am an avid, devoted listener to the podcast. You're also a friend, but I'm also a fan. So it's weird. I'm in The Bridge. Anyway, feels good.
It's like wheels within wheels. We're talking about The Bridge. We're on The Bridge. It's very meta. This is quite possibly our most meta episode. To listen to the full Hit Parade episode, please go to slate.com/hitparadeplus.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dahlia Lithwick, host of Slate's legal podcast, Amicus. If you're listening to this show, you might be interested in Amicus's live show that we're hosting in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, May the 14th. My colleague, Mark Joseph Stern, and I will be talking to some amazing guests, including Sherrilyn Ifill and a sitting state Supreme Court justice, all about how originalism, a relatively recently invented way of interpreting the Constitution, has taken over the Supreme Court and radically reshaped the law. It's been doctrinal rocket fuel for the conservative legal movement and facilitated the rolling back of abortion rights, the expansion of gun rights, and the obliteration of the separation of church and state. And as another wildly consequential Supreme Court term careers to its end, the court's originalists are on a tear. But there's something you can do about it, and we hope you'll join us in D.C. on May 14th to explore the possible pathways out of the current situation. Go to slate.com/amicuslive for tickets.